WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Good to have you with us. Good morning. It is Wednesday, and an apology and correction for me. I guess I was just, you know, getting the day right here. It is February 11th, Wednesday, the 12th tomorrow, the 13th, our final Wib Winter warm-up day, paying back people's heating bills, but with more to pay back than we have on any of the other previous Fridays, and we've paid off a lot already. More than $8,500 when it's all said and done, thanks to all of our terrific sponsors. And visiting angels, right? And so many. But here's the birthday correction. I think back on Monday, I thought that, yeah. So Monday was actually Tim Timmons' 50th birthday. And Tim featured prominently in this new I Can Only Imagine 2 movie, which we're giving away pairs of tickets for. We've given away a bunch already. We continue with that today. Yesterday, we had a number of others. Was it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? So 7 each of the first 2 days. So 14 total. So giving that away, Tim Timmons is going to figure prominently. Yesterday, not Monday, but yesterday, Blanca turned 40. No CCM artist birthday today. We'll get one coming up on Friday. A past Austin French on Friday. So, okay, on to today in history. 1990, Nelson Mandela was freed in South Africa after the black activist spent 27 long years in captivity under the country's apartheid rule.
I stand here before you, not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people.
4 years later, Mandela was elected South Africa's president in its first multiracial election after apartheid was abolished. And our devotion today, we turn back to Robert Morgan's On This Day, 365 amazing and inspiring stories about saints, martyrs, and heroes. Today's titled, A Strong Tower. In 1934, Adolf Hitler summoned German church leaders to his Berlin office to berate them for insufficiently supporting his programs. Pastor Martin Niemöller explained that he was concerned only for the welfare of the church and of the German people. Hitler snapped, "You confine yourself to the church, I'll take care of the German people." Niemöller replied to Hitler, "You said that I will take care of the German people, but we too, as Christians and churchmen, have a responsibility toward the German people. That responsibility was entrusted to us by God, and neither you nor anyone in this world has the power to take it from us." Hitler listened to Niemöller in silence, but that evening his Gestapo raided Niemöller's rectory, and a few days later a bomb exploded in his church. During the months and years following, he was closely watched by the secret police, and in June of 1937, he preached these words to his church, quote, "We have no more thought of using our own powers to escape the arm of the authorities than had the apostles of old. We must obey God rather than man," unquote. Niemöller was soon arrested and placed in solitary confinement. And his trial began in February of 1938. That morning, a green uniformed guard escorted the minister from his prison cell and through a series of underground passages toward the courtroom. Niemöller was overcome with terror and loneliness. What would become of him, of his family, his church? What tortures awaited them all? The guard's face was impassive, and as he was silent as stone, but as they exited a tunnel to ascend a final flight of stairs, Niemöller heard a whisper. At first, he didn't know where it came from, for the voice was soft as a sigh. Then he realized that the officer was breathing into his ear the words of Proverbs 18:10. "The Lord is a mighty tower where his people can run for safety." Martin Niemöller's fear fell away, and the power of that verse sustained him through his trial and his years in Nazi concentration camps. Closing verse, Proverbs 18:10 through 12. "The Lord is a mighty tower where his people can run for safety. The rich think their money is a wall of protection. Pride leads to destruction. Humility leads to honor." WWIB, this morning's devotional thought from Robert Morgan's On This Day. Actually, that was the February 7th reading, but it was over the weekend. We missed out. So there you go. All right, WWIB, yes, we've got a winner. Yes, you heard the I Can Only Imagine sound for I Can Only Imagine 2, the clip from the song Even If. And Sarah in Fall Creek was caller 3 at 723-2555. And Sarah, you're pretty pumped about it.
Yes, this is awesome. We were just talking this morning. We should try to do this for Valentine's Day. And so I'm like, well, I'll be listening, see if I can try to call in. So
we worked out absolutely perfectly. So fantastic. All right. And so you're entitled to lots of goodies as well. In fact, you won two tickets to the sold-out showing and exclusive Valentine's Day premiere event of I Can Only Imagine 2. I imagine you saw the first one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's actually my ringtone on my phone.
Is that right? That's fantastic.
Yep.
And then before the movie, Sarah, you and your wonderful husband are going to enjoy appetizers from the Mycon VIP Lounge and Avenue Orchard's Creation Kitchen, plus delicious dessert from Joseph's Cheesecake and your ticket, which you can pick up here, you know, today. We got a bunch of tickets all at the front desk for our winners. You're winner number 15 since Monday. Your ticket's going to double as your entry for prize drawings before the show, so get there early. 5 o'clock show, get there early. Prize drawings including a $25 gift card from Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire, an escape room adventure from Tactical Escape 101, Blacklight mini golf passes from Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake, a year of coffee beans and gift cards from Cabin Coffee Altoona, 3 months of unlimited movies at Mycon Cinemas, and how about one of the prize drawings for two full event tickets to OneFest this year, and an overnight stay and swim at Metropolis Resort. It was nice just to win the movie tickets, much less all that, right?
There's a lot of great prizes, that's for sure.
I know it. It's a Valentine's date night, I can only imagine. And all this fun brought to you thanks to the good folks at Avenue Orchard, Cabin Coffee Altoona, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, TMS Tire and Auto of Menominee, and Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. Keep listening to WIP for your chance to win. Sarah, what's your favorite radio station?
Well, WWIB, of course.
Win It Wednesday and the WIP Wake Up Show. Who's ready to play Secret Sound?
Yeah, so when we get a winner on a Tuesday for Tuesday Trivia, that gives us the opportunity to open up the game bag a little bit. And so Secret Sound is something we've been enjoying recently, and we've got a brief sound clip. And you call that same number, 715-723-2555, and you have the chance to win a prize if you're the first to identify the secret sound.
Now, you and I did not talk off air about prizes.
Oh, I found something. Sorry.
You did.
Yes.
Okay.
How about a free cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's?
Awesome.
So, yeah, there, we've got that for you.
All right. Fantastic. Okay, so that's what we got this morning. And so the secret sound is short. It is just over half a second. And it kind of stumped Caleb. So,
yeah,
anyhow.
It did stump me. I had no idea. So, here it is. What's that?
Yeah. Again?
I feel like Herb Brooks. Again.
Yeah.
What is that? 715-723-2555. Secret sound. No penalty for wrong guesses. 715-723-2555. What is this?
You said Herb Brooks. So did you watch the Miracle documentary?
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm excited to. I clicked the plus sign, so it's on my list on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I also am. And the thing is, while we're waiting for people to call, 715-723-2555, I am very, very ADD when it comes to my Netflix, so I will start watching something, then I'll start watching something else, and then something else. So I have like five shows and movies right now.
I hear you.
Watching parts of.
I hear you.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Oh, my name's Shane. Calling from Jump River.
All right, Shane from Jump River. Here we go. Here's the secret sound. What do you think, Shane? What's that?
Is that a hairdryer?
Is that a hairdryer? How was a hairdryer?
Good guess, buddy. Thanks for leading us off. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. It's not a hairdryer. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Avery from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Avery from Eau Claire. What do you think? What's that secret sound, Avery?
Is it a recorder?
Is it a Do you have any recorders in your household
like in
right now?
School?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have two little kids.
Is this a recorder?
Sorry, Avery.
It's
thanks
not
for playing.
Avery, but we feel your pain, friend.
Yeah,
recorders
right.
are the best.
Thank you.
They're the best. All right. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Eau Claire.
Hey,
all right,
Brian.
What do you think?
Hey, it sounds a lot like a printer.
It sounds a lot like a printer. All right, let's listen to it. Let's listen to it. Oh, I see where you're going at. Yeah, kind of one of those older style printers, maybe?
Yeah, the old school one. I totally had flashbacks.
Yeah.
Brian,
is it an old school
printer? It's not a printer, but I did message you on New Year's Day, and we need to talk, so.
Certainly do.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
715-723-2555. Time for three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
William from Chippewa Falls.
William from Chippewa Falls. All right, here's the secret sound, William. What do you think that secret sound is?
A kazoo.
Is it a kazoo? So we said it's not a recorder, but could it be a kazoo? Halvo?
It is not a recorder or a kazoo.
Not a recorder or a kazoo. Thank you, William. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. Good morning. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Two in a row from Eau Claire, two in a row from Chippewa. What do you think, Linda?
Well, I tested this out on mine, but I don't know if yours sounds the same. It's a, like a tuner.
A tuner.
It has three little things on it.
Okay. Is, sure. Is this a tuner? Halvo?
I'm sorry, Linda. Not
it's
it.
Not. Thank okay. you, Linda. All right. Last guess here. Otherwise, this gets pushed off about 20 minutes past 7:45. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from for Win It Wednesday?
This is Virgil from Whitehall.
Hey, Virgil, what do you think for a chance to win Joseph's Cheesecake?
It actually sounds like the buzzer that goes off on my range. It's got a strange noise, but like when you set a timer.
Sure. Well, your oven range, and you never know what we're going to come up with for secret sound.
Yeah.
Is this that buzzer, that timer for an oven range? Virgil?
Great to hear from you, Virgil. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you, friend. All right. Everybody, keep that number on your phone, 715-723-2555, and we'll give you another chance to guess and to win secret sound on a Win It Wednesday.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show for this February 11th.
We are playing Secret Sound, and it was a Secret Sound stumper first go round, but I think a lot of folks want another crack at it, Halvo.
I've tried to improve the sound, so I've been into the sound lab, and we'll see if it is. It's the same length, but hopefully the quality's even a little better.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is. What is that? And what are they going to have a chance to win here, Halvo?
How about a Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake?
All right. Delicious Cheesecake Cupcake from Joseph Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nikki from Menominee.
Nikki from Menominee. What do you think?
A bagpipe.
A bagpipe. Oh, is it a bagpipe? Huh. Okay, let's listen. Let's listen.
I can see that.
Yeah. Is it a bagpipe?
It's not.
It's not. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Secret sound. It sounds like this. For a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it like a forklift?
Is it a forklift? Let's take a listen. Is it a forklift? Halvo, did Evelyn get it?
Good try. That's not it.
Not this time, Evelyn. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name and where you're calling from? You're on the air.
Ron from Fall Creek.
Two in a row.
Boy,
we're
big in Fall Creek.
We're always big in cricket country. What do you think, Ron?
Is it a note on a harmonica?
Okay. We've had kazoo guests. We've had recorder guests. We've had bagpipe guests. Is it a harmonica?
It is not a harmonica.
Good guess, Ron. I could see that, though, you know, playing around the fire or something
absolutely.
Like that.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Cowboys eating some baked beans. I don't know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul. What do you think?
Hey, only because I always hear it when I go up to the jail for our ministry. Sounds like an elevator chime at Florence.
Is it an elevator chime? By the way, just real quick, Paul, different ministry. How can folks get in touch with you? Because I know you're doing some really important things. Did we lose him?
What's up?
How can folks get in touch with different ministry? Again, just as long as we have you on the air, just a real quick plug for what you guys are doing.
Oh, you can go to differentministry.org or you can email at differentministry33@gmail.com.
Fantastic.
I was there last September. Jason Gray and great venue that you've set up there. Well, you know, not a lot of elevators in and around Western Wisconsin.
Let's hear it again. Is that an elevator?
It is.
It is.
It's an elevator thing. You won yourself a Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake.
Mama, thank you so much.
Well done, Paul from Willard. You're a winner. Yes, this. Let's listen to it one more time. It's the little chime, the ding thing on an elevator.
You hear that when, Paul? You hear that when?
I go up to the Clark County Jail and I share our maiden recovery program with them. And We've had two people come to the Lord and a couple that are doing the program outside of jail, and we just try to help support them after they're released, not just while they're in. So.
Dare I say this is God's reward for your work, a Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake. So.
Hey, Paul, you know the drill.
Absolutely.
Come on by, see us sometime, pick up your Joseph's Cheesecake. And again, thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Different ministry folks, check that out and see all the incredible things they have planned and the great work they're doing. Follow them on social media as well. We appreciate Paul from Willard, good friend of the station here and our latest winner on a Win It Wednesday.
Okay, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. And yeah, some newish, actually, winter. Winter. Maybe you're having trouble concentrating. Well, you feel maybe a bit foggy in the dead of winter.
It's not just the cold weather that could be getting you down. According to a study, the season may have an effect on how your brain works.
Yeah, researchers found that brain activity while performing a set of tasks differed at certain times of the year.
So the research found that brain activity while performing sustained attention tasks peaked during the summer and dipped during the winter. I would almost think it would be opposite because, like, when you're in school, the warmer the weather gets, the nicer it is outside. It's like, yeah, I'm looking out the window.
Yeah, for sure. And when it came to memory, the most brain activity was in the autumn and the least was in the spring.
So, again, if you're having trouble focusing during the winter, you may not be alone. It might just be your body's makeup. Also, researchers recently at Baylor University, Howell, this was interesting. They performed a fascinating study that came to a surprising conclusion about when you might need a break.
Yeah, it turns out the best time to take a break is not in the afternoon, but mid-morning.
Usually afternoon is when I want to take a nap. But they're saying mid-morning, according to study participants, breaks taken later in the day were less effective as they recovered less energy for you.
So take your break today during mid-mornings with Sam.
There you go. Keep it right here on WWIB all day long.
This is amazing. How about what were you doing at 12 years old, Caleb?
I don't really know.
Sixth grade. Well, Aiden McMillan's a 12-year-old from Dallas. He's potentially become the youngest person to achieve nuclear fusion through a science project he started 4 years ago.
What do you do with your daily free time? Apparently, he achieves nuclear fusion over 4 years. Aiden dedicated 2 years first to understanding nuclear physics.
Yeah,
got a pretty good feel for it. Before constructing his first prototypes, again, to achieve nuclear fusion at 12 years old.
He's now applying, not for college, though that's certainly possible and believable, but applying to Guinness World Records to be recognized for this achievement, previously held by Jackson Oswald from Tennessee.
Now, Jackson accomplished nuclear fusion shortly before his 13th birthday, slacker, in 2018. Kids these days.
I mean, come on.
I was probably just shooting hoops in the driveway.
I know.
Yeah.
That's
for them.
That was my happy place as a kid.